with temperatures in the 60s.
We love it.
It feels like spring has already sprung, and before long, the Come See Me Festival will be here. And of course, you know, the Come See Me Festival, it is one of the best events in Rock Hill and really in the state of South Carolina. But this year, one special thing will be missing from the festival, but it's not, you know, all doom and gloom, because we're honoring these individuals this morning here on Palmetto Mornings. They're called the Old Fogies, and we've got several members of the band joining us here on Palmetto Mornings, Henry Nuttery and Chip Grant. And good morning to you both.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning
to you.
Chip, the Old Fogies started 60 years ago when you were not old. So how did you get the name the Old Fogie?
Yeah, that's right.
Not that you are now.
Well, three of us got together one time and played for a square dance at the church. And the next morning from the pulpit, the preacher said, "Those Old Fogies played last night." And that's how we got the name. And
well, there you go. So who was that preacher at the time?
Oh, I have no idea.
You don't remember? So you can't credit him, I guess.
So at the time, 60 years ago, 60, three of you got together and just started just playing what, traditional like bluegrass music, music?
Old time square dance music. Oh. Henry's got some songs here we can tell you.
Just like Raggedy Ann coming around the mountain, Golden Slippers, that kind of thing.
Flop-eared mule,
Ken Cackle.
Chicken Reel.
Yeah, those kind of things that these people had played even before and after World War II.
Oh, my goodness.
So those are the people that started with Chip.
So, Chip, I'm looking at a picture now, and there looks like there's probably 7 or 8, almost 10 members of the Old Fogies. So it started with 3, and you recruited 7 or 8 more over the time?
I don't know how many we've had over the years.
A good 30.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
like all that play together or just kind of come in and out when they could make the gig?
Mostly a very close-knit group.
Okay.
We would get together and have ice cream, and it was more of a friendship gathering than it was a band.
I love that.
Would you tour around? I mean, like, would you go to churches and community events playing the music?
And picnics.
Okay.
And,
right.
Yeah. We even opened for
Doc Watson
one time up at Spirit Square. That was
in Charlotte.
I think that was our highlight.
and one time played for Strom Thurmond and Jesse Helms at a political thing.
Whoa. Well, oh, my goodness. So that was 60 years ago, and then you've been involved with the Come See Me Festival during the Glencairn Garden Entertainment in the afternoon and in the evenings that's there at Glencairn Garden for 38 years.
Yeah, we even started out at Cherry Park.
We would play. Gourmet Gardens.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then Bobby Blair would come in and play right after us.
Oh.
So, good memories.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
But after 38 years, the Old Fogies have decided to hang up their instruments.
Well, there's just 3 of us left from the 70s. Chip, myself, and Jane West. That's the only 3 that are left. And in the past dozen years, we've gotten some other people to play with us, whom we play with on Thursday nights, and those people are called the Kudzu Cousins. And so we gather some of the Kudzu Cousins to come along with us, and we call it Old Fogies and Friends. And so that's what we've been doing lately, and it's been more it's more difficult to get people together to practice, and health issues with some people too. So we've just decided not to do it anymore.
Well, I was going to ask you what your practice schedule has looked like over the last couple of decades. How often would you get together to practice?
Well, we probably didn't practice. We just got together and performed.
Yeah. Well, that's how you know you're good.
That's it. I mean, truly.
But it was a regular basis, at least every 3 or 4 weeks, probably back in the 70s, 80s, that people would get together.
So are the Kudzu Cousins, are they going to kind of take over your slot at Glencairn Garden? They
not
weren't
that
interested
I know
in
of.
It?
No. The Kudzu Cousins is more of a jamming band than a out on the road band.
Why has this not been made into a Hollywood movie?
I mean, this is
beyond
great.
Me.
Y'all need a film crew.
The Old Fogies and the Kudzu Cousins. This is fantastic. So again, you obviously still support Come See Me and Chip Grant. Obviously, you know, your dad's Vernon Grant, Rock Hill's adopted son. And why we have the Come See Me Festival to a point. So it's not turning your back on the festival at all by any means of the stretch. To Henry's point, you've just kind of reached your time, and it's time for a new crop of musicians to kind of take over and create their own memories.
Well, one thing, most of our groupies are no longer with us.
Yeah.
People that like that old time music have passed away. So we're going to yield to somebody newer. How about that?
What advice would you give to someone who's maybe thinking about starting a band or saying, hey, we have this band and maybe we should give Come See Me or, you know, a shot? What would you say to those folks?
Just go for it and do it. If you're good, get up and do it. I mean, don't be bashful. Mm-hmm. Somebody says, would you play something? Say, yes, I'd be glad to play.
That's right. That's right.
Chip, what are some just great memories you have being with the Old Fogies and the connection that you have personally with the Come See Me Festival and seeing your love of music and that traditional, you know, square dance type of music kind of blend in with the Come See Me Festival, which means so much to your family?
Well, my father used to play with the Old Fogies too.
Yes.
He really enjoyed that, and he knew old songs that people just don't know anymore. Mm-hmm. They're not familiar with those old songs.
Like The Preacher and the Bear.
Yeah.
That's the name of a song?
Preacher and the Bear. How about that?
This is fantastic. Oh, my goodness. Well, so do you all continue, though, to perform at all? I know you're not doing it during the Glencairn Garden Entertainment, but...
No.
You're not. Okay. This is riding off into the sunset.
Well, this is your kind of, yeah.
This is your farewell tour, and it's here on Palmetto Mornings.
We've already done it.
And our tour is over.
Tour's over. Now, you're not going to come back like they always say,
no.
Right?
No.
An encore performance?
No, yeah.
No, it's done.
I think last Thursday we got together and played, and I thought to myself, you know, there's no reason why we can't do this and continue doing it. But then we said, no, because it's just not going to work.
It's hard to get people together. Sure. That's the thing.
You get together with the right people.
Right.
Well, you have some great memories being together for 60 years and then 38 years being part of the Come See Me Festival.
I haven't been there that long. In 74, I joined. And so I became an old fogey at age 21.
Yeah, it used to be that we would play for the old people. Now we are the old people.
Exactly.
You're just playing for your friends at this point.
Right.
Well, your style of music is still loved by all, even though some people might not get it in today's time, but we certainly do. And we just appreciate so much of what you've been able to the gift of music that you've given folks for so many decades, and then, of course, the connection with the Come See Me Festival. So even though it's kind of the end of the road for the Old Fogies, never fear, someone will pick up the instrument
right.
a couple of years mm-hmm. down the way from now, might be a couple of months from now, and they'll continue to pick it up right where you left
sure.
off.
Sure.
For sure.
And we've enjoyed every minute of it. And
we had fun.
And the crew at Glencairn Garden, helping us get our instruments in place and getting all set up is always appreciated.
Oh, well, Henry Nunnery and Chip Grant, they're some of the remaining members of the Old Fogies Band. They've been around for 60 years, 38 of that. They've been part of the Come See Me Festival, but as you've been listening, they're not performing this year. That was it. 2025 was their final performance. So hopefully you got to see them live in concert. But every now and then you might see them around town. So we certainly appreciate, again, the gift of music, guys. Thank you so much for entertaining us for so long.